Doug Wright Show, where Utah news breaks on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Great to have you along this morning. I want to get right to something. We interviewed just a few moments ago Jasmine Anderson, who is the older daughter of a woman who was arrested. It was back on October 10th of 2014. And what is seen in the video that we will be referring to in the conversation, I get a little more of the provenance on the video, how it came about, how she became aware of it, what happened that day, and so on. But boy, it is a chilling video showing a woman who appears to be hit in the face, who spit on an officer. I mean, let's be fair here. And the woman apparently was intoxicated. Various things were at play here. But boy, as we watch this video, everybody today is stunned at the video that we are seeing. So again, I want to get right to this. Chief Brown will join us for Salt Lake City Police Chief right after this in about 10 or 15 minutes. But we had the opportunity to talk with Jasmine Anderson, again, the older daughter of the woman that is seen being arrested in this video. And I just asked Jasmine if she would take us back and tell us what happened on that day, October, 2 years ago.
Well, I received a phone call from a neighbor that lived by my mom, and he mentioned that he was a little bit concerned, and he knew that my mom had been drinking, and just that there was some just disturbances going on in the apartment. And I lived in Logan at the time, and so I did the only thing I really thought I could do, and I called 911 just in concern for my little sister. And the police officers, I guess, took a few hours to arrive. I know they have a lot going on, but it just took a little longer than normal. And at that point, my mom was already in bed. The situation was kind of resolved. And then I didn't know anything that happened that night until actually yesterday. I didn't realize the extremity of the situation. My little sister, all she told me was that my mom had a bag put over her head, and the officers actually handed off my sister to my dad, who came to pick her up, and he pulled up moments after that video ended of them abusing her, and he said that they didn't ever say anything about it. They just acted very nonchalant and kind of just like normal, and so I wasn't aware of the extremity until yesterday.
So your father was not aware that any of this had happened. By the time he got there, whatever was on the video had already happened. Did your little sister, before yesterday, ever mention some of this other than that they put a bag over her head?
You know, she did. And I just, my mom has had a few interactions with the police, and I know she's not perfect, but I've just been a little bit hesitant on everything that I believed to be 100% true, you know, with no exaggeration or bias. And so my little sister had said a few things, but in my head, I just could never have imagined what I just, that is worse than my worst dream. You know, I never could have imagined it being that severe and that awful for them to both go through. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Jasmine, how did you find out about this video, and what was your reaction when you first watched it?
Oh, I was horrified. I received an email, and it said it was from a YouTube account with the username Police Brutality, and I was a little bit confused, and so I clicked on the video, and I didn't know it was going to be of my mom, and I just began to watch what you can now see, you know, and it took me a few hours. I was horrified. I felt sick to my stomach. I felt so hurt and sad for my younger sister that had to witness this. And after a couple hours, after I gathered myself, I called my mom, and I ended up finding out that it was her that sent the video to me. But just, it was through her YouTube account, and she was just wanting to let me know she finally got the video. She had posted it, and so it was actually my mother that sent it to me.
How did your mother get the video? Did she ever indicate? That's one thing that's been a little bit of a mystery to me, somehow how this got out of the police files and became public. Do you have any background on that, Jasmine?
I do, actually. I asked her the same question today as I was kind of talking with a few people and trying to get some more answers now that I actually know the situation that I'm dealing with. And she was given the video by her attorney, and they got a grammar request, and that video was released. So when I hear today that, you know, they had never heard about this incident until now, it kind of makes me wonder if that is all the truth, because, I mean, it passed through the hands of an attorney, it passed through the hands of the people in the police station that had to give them the video and the footage, you know. So that's just where I'm not really sure what to believe on their part.
Yeah, there seems to be some murkiness there.
Yeah.
As far as your little sister, boy, you know, that's what kind of, everything was either upsetting or tugging at my heartstrings as I watched that video, but it was your little sister that tugged at my heartstrings. And
yeah,
now her face is kind of blurred out on what I saw. On the video you saw, was her face blurred out? And what was your little sister's reaction to all of this?
The video that I was sent from my mom through her YouTube account was the exact footage that she received from the grandma request. It was a DVD, and she actually uploaded it, and mm-hmm. she put the full footage on. My little sister, my dad and my other sister, Nadia, were there to pick her up that night, and Nadia said that Gabby just hugged her and was shaking, and she just was so almost just in shock, and all she kept saying was, they put a bag over mom's head. And that really is what stood out in her memory, you know, was them beating her on the ground and then putting the bag over her head after the fact, and putting, like, it almost seemed to her like she was getting maybe kidnapped or carried off, you know. And so to watch that and to see the people she thought she could have kind of trust doing that to her mom, she's had a lot of concerns about it.
Mm-hmm.
About just police officers and them being nice, you know, and I never really understood where all that was coming from, and now it's very clear why.
How old was your little sister at the time this happened 2 years ago?
She was 9 years old.
9 years old. As far as the, now that you look at the video and you recall what your little sister said, but especially what your mother said, does what your mother said at the time, things that you had reason to maybe question at that time, does it now jive? Does it now make sense?
It completely makes sense. And, you know, that's been a lot of my inner turmoil the past few days, is because I didn't fully believe her, and I did have the trust in the police that there's no way. I thought there's no way they would have done that. There's no way the things she's saying are true, you know? And so I've just been waiting to get this video, and I just was completely blown away by all of it. And I actually have had a case with the Salt Lake City Police Department in order to get custody of my sister. And now I'm realizing that a lot of the things that have happened in that case with my sister and me getting custody have been kind of hindering because of this video being going on in the background that I didn't even know about.
Mm-hmm. Where do you anticipate all this goes now, Jasmine? What do you anticipate will happen?
I would hope to see the people that did those things held responsible and not have this brushed under the carpet, because it could happen to anyone. I mean, I never thought that I would be dealing with this in my life.
Jasmine Anderson, who joined us a little bit earlier, and I really appreciated her joining us. I thanked her at the end of the interview and said that if there was anything else, I didn't get into a lot of the legalities and things like that. That's for another time and for another place. But I appreciate her confidence in our program. She was very nervous to go on the air with us, but ultimately we had a great conversation. And we will be talking with Chief Brown coming up in just a moment. We'll get the chief's reaction to the comments from Jasmine, and also where things stand right now, and a little bit more of the background from the police point of view, all here on today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. By the way, one of our texters said, how did the video come about? It was a body cam. It was a body cam, and you can see the video on our Doug Wright Show Facebook page.